One topic at tonight's Marshalltown City Council meeting will be next steps for the city taking over ownership for the old hospital in downtown. Mayor Mike Lottiehoff was on KFJB Friday morning to discuss what's all going on with the old hospital.
Yes, we have a offer up on the table. The city council will be looking at it. We all know this has been a very long road to the point to where the city can actually get our hands on it, all the legal hoops, the lawsuits, the different liens and everything like that. So mm-hmm. The city council will be looking at that Monday night.
The city has put out an offer for the old hospital of $75,000.
If approved by the city council, it would also negate future legal costs and mm-hmm. everything like that until we can get our hands on it, which is the main problem that we've had, being able to do anything with it without having legal rights to it.
Mayor Lottiehoff is thinking that the city will plan to knock down the old hospital, but that decision will be made by the city council. More information about RAGBRAI will be discussed in 1 week from today at the Marshalltown Overnight RAGBRAI Town Hall meeting, coming up on Monday, April 20th. And businesses and nonprofits are invited to the first session, which is set to run from 5 to 6:30, while general public will have the session that follows from 6:45 to 8 p.m. Both sessions will be on the second floor of the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Topics to be discussed in the business and nonprofit session will be the vendor permits, map of routes and the expo, wayfinding during construction, and more. For the general public, they'll be discussing the Marshalltown RAGBRAI organization, the map of routes and expo, hosting, volunteering, and more. Both sessions will be led by the Marshalltown RAGBRAI committee. You can follow their Facebook page, Marshalltown RAGBRAI, for more information. There's now officially less than 100 days until RAGBRAI rolls through Marshalltown. This Wednesday, the Community Foundation of Marshall County Student Philanthropic Groups will have a meal packaging event to pack nearly 30,000 meals for Marshall County.
Student philanthropy has packaged, since I've been at the foundation, about 130,000 meals total. We typically do it every other year. We pack enough that they last 2 years. We are running out that Taco Mac and Hearty Rice. It's had its 2 year life, so we are going to be packing on April 15th.
That's director Julie Hitchens, who says she loves watching the students take charge and lead this event. Hitchens loves this event and seeing the different groups challenge one another, both on speed and total meals.
Talked with Iowa River Hospice. They think they won last time. I really don't remember. Rotary is very competitive. And then the Marshalltown Evening Lions Club, they will be there. And they have put the, challenge in that no one can pack faster than.
Hitchens goes on to talk about where the meals will be distributed.
So I've contacted over 30 feeding organizations in Marshall County, Little Free Pantries, backpack programs, church pantries, the Grand Library has an indoor pantry. They've been contacted, and in general, they'll be receiving 4 boxes to put in their pantries. These meals are really cool. All they require is water.
The two meals that will be packed are an apple cinnamon oatmeal and a pasta with tomato basil sauce. Hitchens says the sign-up is full, but if people still want to volunteer, they can reach out to her directly at the Community Foundation. This week, Marshall County Conservation is planning their controlled prairie burn at night at Grimes Farm. This is a once-a-year event that always has some fun and cool moments. They'll announce which night they plan to do the controlled prairie burn on their social media pages a day or two beforehand, as the weather needs to be just right for a controlled burn. You can also reach out to the Grimes Farm Nature Center to be added to their notification list and told directly when the controlled burn will happen. Conservation Director Emily Herring says they'll discuss why they do a controlled prairie burn while showing people how it's done safely. Coming up, We're going to hear about a judge who hopes to rule by midweek on a request to lower the $2 million bail for a Central Iowa woman accused in a cold case murder. It's 7:10.
It's the Hot, Hot, Hot Loan Spectacular at Lennox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Out through May 15th, turn up the savings with rates as low as 2% on new vehicles and just 3% on used vehicles 2019 and newer.
Those rates are smoking!
Bring in your last two pay stubs or your current loan paperwork and see how much you can save with new money financing.
Loan subject to approval. New money only. Some restrictions apply. No real estate or unsecured loans.
Lennox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Don't miss the hottest loan rates around.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings. Brought to you by Helberg's Jewelers. Your full-service jeweler. Family-owned since 1898 in downtown Marshalltown.
7:11, and joining us shortly with our newsmakers, we're going to visit with our sheriff, Joel Phillips, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go to the Bronx Wanderers with Live on Stage. They're coming to our Performing Arts Center coming up on the 23rd at 7 o'clock. Back to the newsroom with Zach.
A judge hopes to rule by midweek on a request to lower the $2 million bail for a Central Iowa woman accused in a cold case murder. 53-year-old Kristen Ramsey of Woodward, charged with first-degree murder in the 2011 death of realtor Ashley Auckland was shot to death in a town home that she was showing in West Des Moines. Lawyers for Ramsey brought in several people at a hearing Friday, including her mother, to testify about her character. They say Ramsey is not a flight risk and doesn't have a passport. Prosecutors say the murder charge changes everything and ask Ramsey's bail to remain where it is. Spring is the season where Iowa mushroom hunters take to the woods looking for the edible fungus. Iowa State University Extension's Chelsea Harbach says people can get carried away looking for mushrooms, but you do have to follow the rules.
You're not allowed to trespass on private land to harvest mushrooms. You should only do so with permission.
Harbach says DNR regulations do allow you to look for mushrooms on public lands.
You are allowed to forage on public lands. However, you cannot sell any of the mushrooms that you collect from public lands. Those have to be for your own consumption.
Morel mushrooms are one of the most popular types that people hunt for in Iowa. And Horbach says many people have their favorite sites where they found morels, but she says they're not always guaranteed to deliver. She says to make sure you do a little research to know which mushrooms are okay to eat and which ones are poisonous before you head out. Snow plows, salt spreaders, brine sprayers, and other machinery the Iowa DOT uses to keep our roads clear is being cleaned up and put away. Winter Operations Administrator Craig Bargfried says the winter season officially ends for the DOT on April 15th. Bargfried says this just concluding winter was pretty mild, as they've created a winter severity index based on things like storm duration and amount of precipitation, whether it's snow, sleet, rain, or ice. This past winter scored a 19.83, which is about average for the last few years. The last 10 years, the average has been a bit higher, around 24.